In terms of independence as a student, my program didn't offer supervisors, so which means that you have to be ready to work on your own, to show a lot of entrepreneurship into finding networking opportunities for you to be able to interview people for your research if you want to do fieldwork. I highly encourage you to do fieldwork, to go in the region that you're interested in or in the institutions that you're interested in to perform interviews with important stakeholders in the affairs that you're interested in. And maybe another aspect is, to me, like, I did my first degree, so my BSc, in French, because I am a Belgian-Canadian from Brussels and Montreal. But I really wanted to do my master's in English because I wanted to be proficient even more academically in English. So if you're a French speaker listening, I would highly suggest you to have a double side to your education as well, either in French and English or in French and another language, English and another language, because this is always going to be your strength when you're applying for jobs or even when you're pursuing a higher academic career.
Absolutely, and I think that having a second language is highly beneficial. And obviously, having the ability to effectively communicate in both languages and having a strong understanding of French is definitely something that is beneficial. And now, for all of our listeners tuning in, I know that you were working on a podcast in French with a few of my fellow colleagues, our colleagues here.
Yeah, so we're still working on it because it is a challenge for us since we've been working in English for a long time now compared to our French professional career development. So the podcast that we're trying to build, basically, we'll have different subjects that will touch on the Francophonie, so the Francophone world of Canada, but also of the international scene. So we're three interns here who speak French or who are native speakers of French. No, we're actually more people who speak French, really, but native speakers of French, we're three of us. So we have someone, Charlotte, she's from French descent, so her mother is French. We have Charlie, who's a Quebecer from Saint-Bruno, and then we have me, a Belgian and Quebecer-Canadian citizen. So the main point for us for this podcast is to show that the NATO Association of Canada also has French content and also cares about the Francophone side to international relations in Canada and abroad.
I think that's a great initiative, so definitely suggest all of you guys tuning in to check out some of Megan's upcoming podcasts and upcoming work. Obviously, you've been here, Megan, for over the past 4 months, and as you know, our internships last 4 months at a time. Everyone tuning in today can look forward to having you with the NATO Association of Canada over the next term as well. So that's definitely beneficial. And now, with your experience interning here, what would you say are some of your plans for the future?
I am looking at two perspectives. One would be to continue studying, to continue with potentially a PhD program, but that would be probably in several years or before I fulfill the second project that I have, which is to further my professional development. So, which means, as a young professional, you need to build your CV. You need to have more experience. You need to have also more skills. So I'm very grateful for this internship here at the NATO Association of Canada, because not only did it build skills that I didn't have before, it also strengthened some that I already did during my master's studies and bachelor's studies. But it also created solid and worthy connections that I gladly will use to be able to further develop my career path, really.
And now you're so young. I mean, you're young for someone who has a master's degree. So I can certainly see you pursuing a PhD, something in academia. But you touched on a really fundamental point when you mentioned that field work is crucial. And oftentimes you see in academia individuals who are, you know, they focus on the theoretical aspect, which is great.
Yeah.
But I think you learn more from being hands-on. And that's the beauty behind this internship, is you're provided with so many opportunities to conduct interviews, to write various articles, to attend conferences, to organize and be a project manager of various events, conferences, and roundtables, that it's so hands-on that the skills that you develop definitely benefit you long-term when it comes to enhancing your resume. And I can say, as someone who's been with the NATO Association of Canada over the past year and a half, I've definitely developed a lot of skills, and that's something that I'm very thankful for, because these internships, they allow you to grow, they allow you to develop. I've met so many individuals who have, you know, impressive academic backgrounds, PhDs and master's degrees, but they lack that hands-on experience, that practical experience, and that's something that the association provides. And the one thing that I oftentimes advise new interns to do is to not only limit yourself to one thing, like get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So whether that means being a project manager or coordinating an event or conducting interviews or getting your name out there, don't be afraid and don't hesitate to try new things that will further allow you to develop those skills. And now, obviously, with your background and with your education, you have experience in project management, project coordination, along with interviewing. So for anyone who's coming in, I know our next term of interns are coming in after the holidays. So what is the best advice that you can provide to our new interns that will be joining our team right after our break?
Right. I would say don't be scared of putting yourself out there. I guess if I can organize my thought here, probably the new interns that will be coming in, we have people who will be still studying, and we'll have people who were recently graduating. So to the first batch, I would probably say continue to build your skills along with the internship. Continue to do extracurricular activities. What has helped me very much so far was that I organized conferences during my master's degree. I organized exhibitions, culturally event during my BSc in the University of Montreal. So I would say continue to do that. Continue to thrive in international relations and project management as you go along with your academic path as well. Because you never know if you want to continue professionally or if you want to continue academically. But all in all, both of them, they intertwine together. For the second batch that are recently graduating, similarly to me, because I recently graduated from my Master of Arts in Political Science at the University of Toronto, I would say look out to many, many different opportunities during this internship. Rather be for skill building, you can do, like me, video producing, you can do podcasts, you can do interviews, which means audio editing, like you're doing so well, Magdalena.
Thank you.
you can look out to organizing roundtables with business people, with civil society, with diplomats, with governmental officials. You have as many opportunities as you can get by exchanging your business cards with people that are worth for your CV building and your relationships.
Absolutely, and that's the best way, as you mentioned, to build long-term relationships. And that's the beauty behind conducting interviews, is oftentimes that's a great way to get to know the person. And then once you complete the interview, then following up and maintaining that relationship is definitely beneficial, not only to the association, but to you professionally down the road. So, Megan, with everyone tuning in, for anyone that's interested in contacting you directly, what is the best way for listeners to reach out to you?
Right. I have an email address. That's Megan, megan.feisit@outlook.com.
Megan, again, I want to thank you for doing this interview. It's been a complete privilege and honor having the opportunity to work with you over the past few months. I definitely look forward to working with you over the next term, and I can say that I'm really excited to tuning into your podcast and to collaborating with you on more upcoming projects. Are there any final words you'd like to leave with our listeners today?
I would say continue to build relationships. So as final words, I would say continue to be curious, continue to be open-minded, continue to be friendly and interesting towards other people, because you never know in the end what's going to come to you. You could be very regionally focused, you could be very institutionally focused, but in the end, the internship provides you the opportunity to learn more about international affairs and international relations. It gives you the opportunity to meet an amazing team of young and inspiring people that I'm sure will be friends for as long as our professional path will take us. So my final words would be continue to be out there and continue to be focused on what you really want to do with this internship.
Megan, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Magdalena.